This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. This is your reminder that daylight saving time ends this Sunday, November 2nd at 2 a.m. The Price County Health and Human Services are seeking volunteer drivers needed to bring kindness and a hot meal to our seniors. This will be taking place in the Phillips area, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. You can pick days that work for you. And the approximate hours are 10:30 to 12 p.m. There will be mileage reimbursement at the current IRS rate of 70 cents per mile. You can call 715-339-2158 for details or email chris.maybe at pricecounty.wi.gov. That's K-R-I-S.M-A-B-I-E at pricecounty.wi.gov. Once again, Price County Health and Human Services are seeking volunteer drivers to bring kindness and a hot meal to our seniors in the Phillips area. This is Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, so you can pick days that work for you, with approximate hours between 10:30 and 12 p.m. Mileage reimbursement is the current IRS rate of 70 cents per mile. The last day of every month, the spirit of community and friendship will be on full displays as the Peaceful Gathering hosts a free community meal at 5:30 in the Gathering Hall in the lower level of Peace Lutheran Church, located at 598 2nd Avenue North right here in Park Falls. The menu will feature meals that are announced at the beginning of the gathering, as it is their goal that this would be more about than just the food. It's a chance to come together, share stories, and remind each other that we're not alone. Gluten-free options are always available, and everything is lovingly prepped by local volunteers. Families, seniors, students, and anyone that would like a warm meal or don't want to cook that night are encouraged to attend. For more information, you can contact Derek Chambers via text or phone at 715-301-6206. Once again, this is taking place at 5:30 on the last day of every month over at 598 2nd Avenue North in Park Falls. What's spookiest at Halloween? Lisa Hale reports on how you can keep your little monsters safe.
Stories of razor blades and apples and other such horrors have resulted in hypervigilance by parents at Halloween. So what are the best practices to remain safe this trick-or-treating season?
I think when we talk about safety in general, every year somewhere in the country, there tends to be some sort of concern about candy. Now, is it happening everywhere? No.
That's Lieutenant Megan Cash, the Public Information and Community Resources Officer with the Appleton Police Department. To stay safe and for peace of mind, Cash says there are steps parents and kids can take to ensure their candy and other treats are safe.
Wait till you get home looking through that candy. Know where you're going trick-or-treating. Understand some of those concerns can still exist, but more of that concern is about just like making sure things aren't unwrapped.
Cash said when choosing a costume, to avoid long trailing fabric that can be a tripping hazard. If your child is wearing a mask, make sure the eye holes are large enough for them to see clearly, or forgo the mask completely and use makeup instead. Give trick-or-treaters flashlights or glow sticks to help them see better, and so drivers can see the little monsters, ghosts, witches, and Power Rangers better.
Trying to maintain that visibility is really important. But let's say you are going as a group, staying in that group, making sure that when you're moving in that group, that you're staying on the sidewalks. Crossing the road safely is really important. You know, looking both ways.
Check with your local municipality for trick-or-treating days and times. And as you prepare for the spooky night, make it less scary by using safety tricks that make treats even better. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
Park Falls trick-or-treat hours are 4:30 to 7 p.m. With the SNAP program losing its funding in the wake of the government shutdown, we would like you to know that there are several local food pantries available. St. Vincent de Paul in Phillips on 134 South Avon, St. Vincent de Paul in Catawba at West 9485 US Highway 8, Ruby's Pantry at the school in Butternut, and the Lord's Cupboard at 279 North 1st Avenue in Park Falls. You can find this list with addresses and open times on the Aging and Disability Resource Center of the North's Facebook page. Saturday, November 22nd, from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m., you're invited out to the B&B Jingle Jamboree. This will be taking place at Shawamigan School and will feature free raffles for kids and adults, with each person attending getting one free entry. There's also going to be a hot cocoa bar, Christmas crafts, a make-your-own-reindeer food table, and cookie decorating. The Grinch will also be in attendance and available for photos. These activities are all free. Want to support the Shawamigan Parent Teacher Organization? Well, they're going to be having a fundraiser with some good food alongside this, which is a great opportunity to help them out. Brittany Eichmann Photography will also be present. This is reservation only. You can find that link on the event page. Just search B&B Jingle Jamboree on Facebook. And those photos are $10 per 5-minute session, with all money going directly to the photographer. If you have any questions, you can contact Blake at 715-246-4043. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 22nd at 12 p.m. over at the Shawamigan School District at 429th Street North in Park Falls. Today wraps up International Bat Week. Isabella Nieto has more.
There are 8 bat species found in Wisconsin, and 4 are state-threatened species. The decline of bats in Wisconsin is primarily due to white nose syndrome, which is a disease caused by a fungus that attacks the bare skin of bats during hibernation each winter and exhausts their energy stores. This leaves them vulnerable to starvation before their insect diet becomes available in the spring. To help protect bats, Wisconsinites can build and put up a bat house, plant native plants, maintain an insecticide and herbicide-free yard, and humanely exclude bats from homes and buildings. For Civic Media News, I'm Isabella Nieto.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Bucks beat Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Fiserv Farm was rocking last night. Chance of Let's Go Bucks as Milwaukee beat Golden State 120-110. And that's with Giannis out for the night with a sore knee. Ryan Rollins stepped up, shooting a career-high 32 points, and was asked what was it like guarding Steph Curry.
It was nice. It was fun, man. That's probably the best way I could put it. It was fun just being able to, you know, just coming out with the win and just bumping with them.
The Bucks are now 4-1. NFL, Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Month, even though they had a bye week this month.
Yeah, that was impressive. I was like, damn, I even looked back and said, what games did we play? It kind of threw me off too. Like, I was a little bit in shock, but you know, we just ready. I just feel like I'm really getting into a groove and rhythm right now, and I'm excited to go play again.
The Packers host the Panthers Sunday at noon with sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered off and on showers likely today. We'll get to around 45 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, showers or a few flurries are low down to 31. Tomorrow, showers or flurries in the morning, then clearing with a high tomorrow near 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.